Idly hey.
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished.
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here's your host, Brett Allen.
It's another special edition of the Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast. And today we have a very special guest. I have to let our listeners and viewers in on the fact we've been working on this for just about a year, and good things come to those who wait. We are chatting with LaRoyce Hawkins, the one and only from Chicago PD, NBC's hit show. LaRoyce, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here today.
Hey, man, Brett Allen, bro. You got to stop talking to me like that, dog. I appreciate the warm welcome in the minute that we can finally find the moment.
Yes, 100%. Well, let's dig right in because tomorrow's episode, unlike all the others, are going to be just as intense and as hardcore as most are. But tomorrow's a very special episode, and we can talk about this because this is what we've been given. But essentially, it's a big episode tomorrow. We're going to be revisiting a storyline from earlier on in the season, which is pretty special because this is big. Can you let us in on a little bit about what the viewers of this show can expect and sort of how it feels to sort of revisit this storyline a little bit about a personal interest that you had and to kind of take it a step further and kind of let us see where that relationship goes and sort of just the evolution of your character itself?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Brett. Atwater is still very much so exploring that space between his safe place, and where he is, where he wants to be and where he actually is. And so, you know, he's still trying to figure out, like, how do you live from where you are, mm-hmm. where you used to be. But not from where you want to be, but from where you actually are. And I think, that's the arc for Atwater this season, is really trying to find that balance, you know, struggling with where he is. And you got to be honest sometimes about where you are. Sometimes that hurts, you know. That has everything to do with why he's trying to find another window to protect and serve through the real estate opportunity. I feel like if Atwater doesn't become a detective soon, he's not sure if he can continue to grow with the policing opportunity. Mm-hmm. As a black man, I think it's important for him to elevate. So
100%.
So, you know, if you can't protect and serve at a high level, and detective naturally will be the next level. If he doesn't see that window closing soon, naturally, I think, yeah, most of his efforts and energies are going to go towards where he does see the window to grow. And that might be real estate for him. You know what I mean? And I think that's interesting for our audience to watch a brother explore, you know what I'm saying? Like his options and his opportunities. Because where Atwater comes from, a brother doesn't have options or opportunities that much. You know what I'm saying? Not as much as they have opposition.
Right.
So we get to watch Atwater navigate his opportunities, his options, and his opposition in a very authentic way with this episode.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that you say that because, you know, the series has been on now. We're looking at 9 seasons and we've watched your character grow and progress. And I think with your character in particular, and I think others too, you alluded to it a little bit. There's a lot of layers to Atwater. And I think this season and the last season, at least in my perspective, we've kind of gone deeper into your character. And I think that's a looming question too, that the fans have, the show have, is, you know, what does that detective opportunity look like, you know, for him? Because you've been with the unit for a long time. So I'm excited to see what happens. I'm very curious because, you know, this character does have a lot of depth and there's a lot going on there, just personally and professionally. As an actor and a storyteller, LaRoyce, how do you sort of find yourself and put yourself into this character and into a mindset like this? Like, sort of what is your process to kind of figure this person out and as you say, and believably so, make him as authentic as possible?
Yeah, I think, you know, for a minute that was hard to find. I thank Eric DeSalle, you know, and his time there for giving us a playbook that would allow us to be able to answer that question, because what he taught me is that you have to be specific. Mm-hmm. You have to be specific about your intentions. Not just as an actor, but also in life. You know what I'm saying? So I had to look at Atwater not just as a character that says lines and scenes, but as a life. And for his life, what would he want for himself? You know, and it took me a while to find it, but I think where I've landed, where we are now, is at a space where there's this struggle between saving lives and solving cases.
Okay.
And for some cops, you know, they lean more so towards solving the case than they do towards saving a life. For some cops, saving a life is more important than solving the case. And Atwater has to identify who he is. I think Atwater would love to be the kind of cop that people understood to save the life before they solved the case. You know what I'm saying? To feel like that's more.
Sure.
And, you know, I think everybody in intelligence has their special cases, naturally, right? That the life is more important than the case is. And, you know, when we run that same play around Atwater, I think we that's where we get to see his levels. We get to see, I think what I love about the balance that Ike Smith brings to a script is that you get a peek into what gives Atwater joy and what makes Atwater laugh. And mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When Atwater smiles and for what reason, where that smile comes from, that's rare sometimes on this show. So Ike offers a balance where you get to see a little bit of the why, so that when the what happens, you know what I'm saying? It honestly hits you a little bit heavier. You know what I'm saying? Because what I like about Lies as an episode is that, you know, is you see a wide range of emotion. In an authentic way.
100%. Yeah, I had the opportunity to watch a screener of, well, what had been filmed up until this point. And I have to say, you know, I think you all just do such a great job. I mean, all of the Chicago shows are so good, you know. And when it comes to the writing and the show running and even filming locations, because you obviously film in Chicago.
Yeah.
And just the... it's not... What's that?
You know, the elements. In Chicago, boy, this is the kind of weather you act in. This weather is going to put some hair on your chest, Brett Allen.
Yeah, I spent 3 years there for college, so trust me, I know what the Chicago winters are like. It is no joke. I went to the University of Chicago. That's where my bachelor's degree in hospitality management. I spent 3 years. Yeah, so I'm familiar with the cold winters and all the great food. Lou Malnati's, Portillo's, I mean, the list goes on and on. I miss it, honestly. But, yeah, I can imagine that helps you into character, too, when you're filming in the middle of wintertime. And they make you guys always look sharp and not necessarily always in the warmest clothes. So I can imagine.
Yeah, man, this is one of those, you know, I'm one of the few cats in the cast that are from here, so... you know, there's a conditioning that I think I have to the weather, to the seasons. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real, you know, I'm when I go out of town, I say, you know what I'm saying, I'm from Chicago. You know what I mean? And with that comes the understanding that the weather will give you seasons.
Yes.
And those seasons, you know what I'm saying? It's something different about a seasoned guy than there is the guy that escapes in the winter and has to find the sunshine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I live in the Bay Area, so there's no seasons here, really. It's either hot or cold, rain. So if you live in Chicago, you definitely get four seasons. Well, one last question or two here. Because you are from Chicago, you are very much involved in a lot of philanthropic work. You have a clothing line. You do a lot of different things. Let's talk about that, if you could, LaRoyce, and just sort of how all of that, it's a pretty broad question, but how that all sort of came about for you and let our listeners in on the type of work that you do there while you're living in cold, seasonable Chicago for sure.
You mean the work in Harvey?
Yes, that you have a clothing line too that you support. I mean, you do a lot of different things. You're a very busy individual, it seems.
I know. Well, I'll clarify that for you. What it's not a clothing line as much as it for us. It's a way for us to feed a creative campaign that we created called Hood Development.
Yes,
Hood Development is. You know, it's a branch under Be Powerful that allows us to show chances and opportunities to Harvey and the neighboring villages around Harvey. So one of our first projects was this Harvey World Wall that we put up. It was like this real dope, beautiful mural painted by local artists that's right across the street from City Hall on this building called the Restoration Ministries, also the Harvey Boxing Club. And so we just want to do our best to just like progressively shed light into the city the same way the darkness progressively got busy on us. You know what I'm saying? So so Hood Development just counters that attack. So I actually did just drop a staple tee, the Be Powerful staple tee today. And 20% of those proceeds go towards Restoration Ministries through Hood Development. That's the point of creating these items, right, that are like tangibles for people to connect to. So next time it might not be a shirt or a hoodie. Next time it might be, you know, a coffee mug or something even more useful. You know what I'm saying? Something more functional. But I continue to think of these things that people can connect to. It might even be a book that you can write in and, you know what I'm saying, a journal about something. But we want to create these tangibles that people have that help them understand that hope is around the corner.
I love it. And we'll make sure to put links to all of that in our show notes and so people can access this later down the road. This episode will go up today before tomorrow's episode. Again, fantastic work. And I think from all of us who listen and watch the show, thanks for providing us great content to consume, you know, because it's a wild ride.
Man, thank you very much, man. It's definitely an honor to be, you know, I fight amongst heroes, you know what I'm saying? So everybody in that cast, I love your backdrop, you know what I'm saying? To be able to like look at the family that I go on the battlefield with every day, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, they're the real heroes. And I just, you know what I'm saying, do my best to hold my own.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, LaRoyce, for joining us today. I appreciate it.
I'm hot, dog. Appreciate you.
That brings today's show to a close.
Goodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.